AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, baby Jade is here. Big Facts, y'all know what it is. Time for another episode. What's up, peoples? What up, family? How everybody doing?
What's up?
What's
my
up,
nigga?
What's up, my nigga? That's your response. What's up, babe? Babe, what you? It's a lot of
trying
exclusive
to get my shit,
shit
together,
don't...
man. Trying to get no, my I'm shit saying, together you... so I can light my blunt.
It's a lot of exclusives. I see shit show packs. I see Backwoods. That's the one you posted on the ground, 101 or some shit.
But they done got out now, though.
Oh, it got out. Okay.
Yeah, they done got out now. I was just the first nigga in Atlanta with them.
You okay. And the shit show pack. That's what's up, man.
For
ain't nothing
sure.
wrong with that. Everybody solid? Everything good?
Everything's fantastic.
But our topic today comes from social media, and it's the term, and it's the phrase. You know what I'm saying? The phrase has been around for some time. It ain't tricking if you got it.
Yeah.
Elaborate, Jade.
So basically, it ain't tricking if you got it comes from a place where most people feel like when niggas spend money on ladies, like pay their rent, buy them bags, buy them shoes, fly them out on trips and stuff like that. They feel like if that's not his girl, or if she's not like, you know, returning the same energy or doing the same thing, then like you're a trick and you're a sucker and you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Let me be very clear. Tricking is tricking. It don't matter how much money you got. My opinion, you can be 100,000, 100 billion, 100 million. If you trick it, so break down the term.
But the term, it ain't tricking if you got it, means that if you are wealthy or if your finances and resources are plentiful, then it's not as harshly considered tricking.
I feel like
as opposed to somebody
tricking,
else that's not as well off.
It just don't affect your pocket. Like, if it don't affect your pocket, then cool. Tricking is tricking. Spending is spending. Doing what the action is the action. It's still tricking.
But
you just got it.
But it's not like, it's not, it's like a double standard with the tricking shit. Because it's like, if you are rich, then a lot, then society generally doesn't consider it tricking. What? Then society doesn't consider it tricking. It just considers you being a rich nigga
if Lil,
helping out the women.
If Lil, whatever his name from the hood doing it, or Bill Gates doing it, or the Amazon nigga doing it, whatever, it's tricking. Tricking is tricking.
Yeah, tricking is tricking.
You might not give a fuck
again,
about people thinking you a trick because you rich.
Then again, if you got tricking. Lil such and such from the hood as opposed to Bill Gates, those are two different levels of tricking.
For sure. Big facts. I agree with that.
But what if you never pursue him?
It's still tricking. Let's define tricking, like Banks say. What is tricking?
Go ahead. What's tricking? What's tricking, Black?
I don't really know nothing about tricking. I don't really know nothing about that.
I'm just saying, but
I'm gonna stay out that company.
You know other tricks. You know niggas who have tricked off.
I don't want to offend none of my trick ass. Nah, they, man. Some people, it's just a lifestyle. Some niggas just living life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit.
Yeah, they don't look at it as tricking. They come with what I'm doing. Generous.
What do you mean it come with what he's doing? Because there's a lot
like,
of...
Like, just say, Vincent, all right, this shit done changed, bro.
Yes, we know it's
changed. It done
changed.
At first, it used to be some other shit. But now it's... These little chicks ain't going for it unless you're doing something.
So if you... Okay, let's try to break it to where we can... If somebody just buying a female shit, like you say, not in a relationship with her, probably not even smashing, whatever the case is, they just want to just buy shit for a female, is that tricking? Like they just think she look good and they just want to spend their money on her because they got it.
It depends on the context of the purchases.
That's tricking, right?
That's tricking.
It depends on the context of the purchases.
Please break it down.
Nah, that's tricking.
Please break it down.
No, I mean, because some...
You're doing it for a purpose.
But you might not have achieved your purpose.
You still tricking.
Well,
you still tricking. Even if they just want their attention.
Yeah, you still tricking.
When niggas spend their money, they want some pussy.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
There's niggas out there that don't, like, in real life.
Well, they
want that other thing, then they don't want that. You spending your money, you want some pussy. I'm spending my money on a female.
You want a return on investment.
Yeah. Like, who don't?
Shut up, Kodak.
Facts from the big homie house.
I don't know. That's why I said I'm kind of goddamn skeptical.
Big homie's house is on the verge of getting kicked the fuck out again.
Nah, he's saying some facts. Like,
nah, but I mean, it's niggas out there that don't look at it. Hear me.
If there was a dude and you was goddamn washing his clothes and goddamn cooking him food and doing all that shit for him, why are you doing it?
Doing all that for what?
I'm saying, why are you doing it?
I don't know.
But I'm saying, you're doing it because either A, you like the nigga, et cetera, et cetera. You're doing it for a reason.
Nah, you don't do all that for a nigga you just like.
Okay.
Washing a nigga's clothes and shit?
So is that female tricking? Because some females will. Some females will do all that shit for a nigga.
So this isn't my nigga that lives with me. I just like this nigga and I'm finna wash his drawers and shit? No.
Just saying. No. Is that female tricking? What's female tricking?
Females trick. Some females trick like the niggas trick. These bitches got, I mean, these ladies have money.
So if you buy a man a
it's
nice
a lot of
ass
wealthy females.
Watch, it is because you want.
It might be a token of my appreciation.
No, you're not just giving random niggas watches.
No, that's what I'm saying. I got to be in. I'm not finna buy no nigga that I'm not involved with.
We talking about
some shit like that.
Not locked in. We talking about.
Do y'all think throwing money in the strip club is tricking?
Hell yeah.
Not really.
Nah.
Man, that shit tricky.
That shit promo.
That's cold.
That shit not promo.
That shit promo,
Because, again, that goes
back. Because I throw money, I don't even throw it at no particular bitch.
You know what? I don't think tricking is bad. It's just stand on
the fact
that
you're tricking. No, I'm just saying, how is throwing money in the strip club tricking?
Because you're giving away money.
If you got one girl right here and you just got them.
That's for the look.
That's the other shit for the look. Like, I'm saying, if you got one girl right here.
Niggas be throwing money in the strip club, not even for the bitches. Niggas be throwing the money for the other niggas.
That's what I said. Promo.
I give you that.
Some guys that go to
them
niggas is tricking.
Right. And they keep putting it on one woman.
Yeah, you making them ain't tricking. Those niggas are creepy.
John.
Stalkers. Yeah.
They call them Johns.
John ain't never seen Players Club.
Right. With the glasses.
Yeah, like yeah. Nigga look like nigga look, what's that nigga's name that was kidnapping
nine
that was
ten,
accused of kidnapping
money.
Kids and shit?
Niggas throwing money in the strip club these days. That's just a part of my outfit.
Okay, in the strip club.
I might see something that I like, and then I might just trick a little bit off on her. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I'm 9 times 10, niggas just in there throwing that shit. You
yeah.
feel me?
Yeah, yeah, movie. Making a ring.
Just because.
Yeah. But I'm saying, though, if a nigga buy a very...
Yeah, fuck
very,
the strip club. Let's get back
to very expensive...
What's the name?
Whatever, meal, purses, bags, shoes, all that shit. They ain't doing it just because they want to do it. It ain't exercise. Like Banks say, they want some pussy. They want something.
Okay.
It's the truth. And the same comes from a female. You just said, I ain't finna be doing all that shit for nothing.
No, I said I'm not finna be doing all that shit for a nigga that I'm not involved with.
Right, but if you like a nigga, then how do you, what's the word, how do you try to attract the nigga other than just your personality and shit? You gotta do something.
So you
gotta do something. I ain't saying you gotta watch draws.
Buy the nigga shit to attract him. If I gotta attract the nigga by buying him shit, I don't want that nigga.
I agree, but that's what's going on the other side. That's what I'm trying to get you to realize. That's what's happening on the other side.
Somebody brought me breakfast last week.
See? Kodak and Love.
Kodak, get the fuck out. Right now. The fuck out.
Kodak and Love. A girl bought him breakfast. Now he in love. See?
Man, that
Cheaped
ain't.
Off on the homies.
The more
that
the
ain't
story,
tricking, that's simping.
The more
for real.
That's King Trick. King Trick just walked in.
Oh, King, they calling you
that's
King Trick.
Can
you come define tricking for
daddy.
Us? We don't know what trick. What is tricking? Dave, what is tricking?
Huh?
Please, what is tricking?
What is tricking?
Yes.
What trick I daddy. Do on a daily.
I'm gonna give it to y'all right like that.
Come on now.
This tricking. A nigga who don't have no type of game, no kind of lingo, no kind of ninja, he can't speak, so he gotta pay.
Okay, that's a different way to look at it.
Yeah, you can speak. Hey, if you can spit to her, her panties gonna come down. He can't do that, so he got.
So he's spending. Okay, that's a different way to look at it.
So if a nigga can spit and make the panties come down, then anything that is purchased is an additional gift.
Yeah,
and it's not technically considered tricking.
Yeah, he ain't a square. He he choose to.
But what did he get a gift?
So it's choose. So
when he get a gift?
No, see, that's the conversation we just had. Like I said, I don't have a problem with buying a nigga a gift or doing this or whatever, like a nigga that I'm involved with, but I'm not finna buy a nigga nothing and wash a nigga's drawers and do all that shit that I'm not fucking with.
So what you call it when you, so is it tricking when you take different women to Cheetahs and eat, you know what I'm saying, drink 42 and all that, is that tricking?
Or like, you know, when you go to
what that is, hold up, put the mic up, let's
or
get
whatever,
the,
you know what I'm saying?
What that is, what you call that?
That's promo of your campaign.
hold up.
That's promo of your campaign or what you got going on.
What?
Oh, because you finna eat and drink 42 anyway. I mean,
anyway,
De Leon and Ciroc and shit anyway.
De Leon, Onejo, you know what I'm saying? Casabigo, we drinking that anyway. But you just a part of my campaign right now, so you on the riders.
But.
You good.
You good.
So you doing it with the expectation of you don't want nothing like, in return? You just doing it from the bottom
return,
of your heart?
Do
you
this,
don't want nothing in return.
I'm not saying I want nothing in return. That ain't the key, but if we do this,
that's not your
you
goal.
One of those niggas
you saying
that
not
that and not want to fuck?
Yeah,
but he ain't no nigga finna get no hoe no money and not want to fuck.
Oh no, I ain't doing that.
But it's niggas out there to do that.
But nah, it
that's
depends
tricks.
On how much money though. It
that's
depends
tricks.
On how much money. And she just be like, "Hey, you got 100 or 150
like I just
or
said, different levels
little shit.
Of tricking.
Now you tell me some thousand. Nah, like you got $2,000, $2,500.
That shit
hey,
can
baby,
start.
I'm thanking them.
Man,
like,
that shit can start in elementary school with little money for candy and all that shit. That shit is a spirit.
Oh,
it's a
cold.
Tricking spirit, man.
Y'all
that shit
cold.
Tricking.
Nah,
tricking
dang,
is tricking.
Cold.
I'm telling
y'all
you. You know
so
it's
you
a trick.
Up,
you know it's a. You know it. You know. You know it's a trick spirit. Y'all know it's a trick spirit. It's a nigga.
It depends.
Can have a
hold on. Let him get a mic. Kodak. Let him get the chill.
You
got King
you know
Trick in the building. You don't think he a trick?
Gonna put that on the screen.
I'm breaking it down for y'all. It ain't tricky.
What I'm saying is there's a.
So spirit. What if you getting $150 to a $20 hold though?
I ain't that's how I not judge because I don't want no judgment upon her. She's just a 29. I'm giving her this out the grace of my heart. You know what I'm saying?
But see, if it's a $20 hoe,
trick.
That's not a trick. That's a donation because if she's a $20 hoe, she really needs it.
She down bad.
If you're giving away money that ain't really got to be given away, then it's getting close to tricking.
But now, nah, look, though, I'm going to say this, though. Like, some people different, though. So your job, might be different from my job type.
Right.
You might 9 to 5 and I don't True. Pay taxes. True. I don't pay taxes.
Right.
So I, my way of paying taxes.
This is tricking. Is not tricking, but
I got to look out for
I got
when they ask me.
I got
like,
you.
If you ask me, they be like, oh, yeah.
The less fortunate.
Yeah. I'm,
you're saying not just females, though.
Not just females.
Nah, but we saying is, how this shit started off before you came in?
Is it tricking if you got it?
Basically.
They say it ain't tricking if you got it.
I'm saying.
So if you a $100 million nigga and you spend a 5-10 bands.
You buying bitch Lambos and goddamn watches and shit.
He tricky.
You got it.
He's saying that because he don't have the gift of gab to speak, to talk to.
Right.
He ain't got no lingo to
but
talk
some
to.
Niggas but, don't even, but some niggas don't some even don't feel like talk. Talking.
That's what I'm saying. They don't feel like talking.
I would say this too, though. Just say we finna go out of town. All those homeboys, right? Boom. You be like, shit, how much you gonna bring on? You be like, shit, I'm gonna have Doug fit in. I'm gonna bring it down. We bring this the fuck up. I'm bringing this to spin in my head out the real.
I
got 10,000 to spend. It don't matter if I spend with her, or whatever we did. My whole mission was to spend this 10,000. It don't matter how we did. So if she got a bag within that 10,000, or we went out to eat, or we whatever. That was my whole mission to spend that 10.
It's still tricking though.
We ball.
Yeah, you did try to get
it. Still tricking though.
Oh, we ball.
Yeah. Balling and tricking. Balling.
They're cousins.
Balling.
They're cousins.
Nah, they're real though.
They cousins.
They're real though.
They cousins.
Like, we're balling. When you're balling, no man gets left behind or woman
or
whatever.
That mean your campaign.
Okay,
that
I got
them facts right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, if it's some them shit facts. Like that.
We saying like you trying to fuck.
One-on-one shit.
One-on-one. Yeah, you just trying to fuck this bitch.
One-on-one. And then at the end of the night, you got to give some money to do that.
Yeah.
Nah, we ain't talking prostitution. We not talking about prostitution. We saying like tricking, like you did all this for the pussy, basically.
I basically just say a new female. You don't know her. All right, you meet a boom like, hey, let's go get something to eat. It's regular. Where you want to go to? She like, you don't eat at Cheetah? She's like, nah, I never been there. Or you don't eat at Divine? I'm like, all right, I'm gonna take you somewhere you ain't never been. A lot of them ain't never been there. We're gonna go there, get something to eat, get some drinks.
That's cool. Yeah.
But my point, what I'm saying is, it's a lot of niggas with paper that do shit for bitches that ain't even looking to fuck right then. They just do it because they trying to show this hoe a good time, or they trying to. That's what they do. That's their MO. That's how they release or whatever. Like,
still consider they use the term tricking off. Yeah. I tricked off on some hoes that I met.
But it ain't even looking out. It ain't even caught. Nick, they don't even see it as tricking. I just looked out for this.
Get away. Nah, it is a different though.
Thank you.
It's a different because the bitches will label a nigga as a trick ass nigga, and bruh them just they doing what they do.
Yeah.
Now that's a difference.
Yeah.
So you gotta let the females determine what's tricking and what's not.
Niggas
can't really determine what's tricking because you just living life.
Yeah,
that's real shit. I agree with that.
Yeah, but to just piggyback off of what he's saying, like a bitch knows if a nigga is a trick, a sucker, or a lame or whatever, and if he's a player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's part of your campaign.
But players don't really be spending the money.
Shit.
Like that.
Shit.
The player got
it. Yeah, how you a player
playing.
And you don't spend
no
money.
You ain't player.
What I'm saying is,
you ain't
it go back to by choice.
It go back to by choice.
A player more gonna spend it.
Either you player or you a crab. Like he a crab ass nigga. Hell nah. It gonna spread from her to her. Like hell, I'm a crab.
That's all I'm saying.
That's your campaign. So your campaign dead.
That's all I'm saying.
Even when you trying to pose and trying to do this, your campaign already blackball up on the table.
I feel like if it's by choice, it ain't got to be tricking.
They talk. They we came in. Shit, banked them. Said shit. They go something to drink. Get something to drink. Ooh, the look
is
right.
That tricky?
Yeah, no, it ain't tricking.
That's hospitality.
Yeah, but you drinking the bottle too. No, it's not a purse. It's not a bag. It's not. It's not.
Hold on. She just said it. What'd you say, Sha?
So I said tricking is really when I know I don't like you. Like, I know I don't like you, but I know you got a lot of money. And I know that you going to give me this money by me acting like I like you. So you're, at that point, you tricking off on me.
But does he know that you don't like him?
Exactly. But deep down, he knows. He knows deep down, but he know he got to keep giving me this money and keep entertaining me for me to entertain.
So y'all boxing the trick.
So he about to go trick off on me.
He trying to buy some love.
Yeah.
He a sucker for love. He trying to buy her heart.
Yeah.
Like, you going to lose
that. I can go for that. Nah, but it's still a by choice.
Because niggas thing. Is hospitality than a motherfucker. Nah. Like, I make sure everybody, especially the queen. Like
that, that's cool.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all be like that. And I ain't even like looking at you trying to nothing.
Right. I'm talking about you know what I'm saying? Bags and shoes and just paying rent for no reason type shit.
That's what she just said.
Out type shit.
That's what she just said.
That's tricking, just randomly.
Like, nigga, if you wasn't doing this, you wouldn't even be talking to me.
Right.
That's tricking.
Okay.
That's what
now, that's tricking. Like,
what, if you do what?
Like, bitch, well, I didn't catch you out of my game.
She don't
I caught
even
you
need,
off this
she
money.
She don't even need a rent paid. Oh, let me pay
you
your
did.
Rent.
You
that's tricking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She didn't ask you to pay a rent.
Yeah.
But who the fuck does that?
You got some nigga doing that. You got some nigga doing that.
Girl, let me pay your rent.
Overdoing it.
They doing it.
Let me pay your rent and your car note.
They doing it.
And I ain't even asking for that shit.
That's a sucker, though. That ain't no.
That's what a trick is.
A trick is not a sucker.
Yes.
A trick.
Well, a trick is a sucker.
A trick is closer to a sucker. A trick is closer to a sucker than it is a player.
A trick
is closer to a player.
A trick is a sucker, but a player is not necessarily always a trick.
His sucker. His trick.
Them facts.
I'm saying that trick is closer.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I guess the tricky shit is an opinionated situation.
But yeah, it's too.
Like, players have the option if they want to trick off.
That's not tricking off. It's by choice.
Nah, yeah, see, nah, you're right.
See, you're contradicting yourself, Scream.
No, it's not contradicted. I choose to do this shit.
But you choose to trick off. You know, like, I'm
but I can get whatever I need to get without spending the money. So I'm not tricking. If I wanted to smash, I can smash without doing it. I'm just doing it because I want to. I'm not tricking.
I'm finna fuck.
You see what I'm saying?
I came over screen how he had some more girls and over there. It's a party. What y'all want to do?
That's general big population shit. I'm talking
I don't
about
know,
one
though,
on
I'm just
one.
I'm telling her like, shit, we bottle. You want to bottle?
But he could now be my trick if I don't like him. Think about it. If he on some, I'm playing.
What I'll say, okay. Money. If you go to the club and you decide to buy a chick some drinks or some shit, and you kicking it, it's a party. Mm-hmm. Cool. That's not just tricking. Right. You know what I'm saying? But if you go out of your way, and I've seen this, and I ain't gonna bust out. I've seen this as like. When you start to aggressively start to offer the woman shit over and over to try to get her attention and get her to like you or kick it with you or get you or not, whatever the case is, that is tricking. I will pay your rent. I will give you money. I got money in my pocket right now. What do you want? Oh, you're so beautiful. Blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, because you ain't got no game and no character. You're lame. Then you're a trick. Those are the squares and the lanes.
Yeah, you were just raised out different. These days, you need to raise out, man. We popping it. And it's a different.
It ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's a different, like, you niggas,
it
this
ain't
what
nothing
it
wrong
is.
With
like,
that.
If you got some nigga feel like, I don't even want to guess if this whole like me. I just want to fuck what you want. Yeah. You got some niggas out here like that. Yeah, hey, what you want?
Story.
We skip out of it. What you want?
Yeah. Skip the small talk. Yeah, let's
true
get
I just want, like, shit, because niggas with money buy what they want.
True.
What you want for that little pussy? No, like, like, not trying to goddamn.
Yeah,
all promote prostitution.
All niggas just knowing, like, man, we finished.
That's an even exchange, man.
Some niggas nigga be like, bro, we finna skip over all that. I can't be out on no date with you because I already got a situation. I can't do none of this. All right, what's happening?
I can't course
you. Like, the only way you can do it, you meet me here, do
let's
that.
Get to the bottom of it.
Get to the bottom of it right now.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
So what do we conclude? Is it tricking if you got it? We still didn't conclude. Yeah. Like if Bill Gates what, if Bill Gates doing
that,
it,
that'd be the end. That'd be the get out of it. Like if a nigga say you're tricking, I'm like, I ain't really tricking because I got it. I'm rich. That'd be your way of getting.
Yeah,
out
really,
of it.
Really, really. I feel like a lot of the times when, especially other niggas call other niggas tricks, they really just hating because they broke.
No, I can't say that. Uh-huh. I think that if it a trick is a trick. Let's call it what it is. A trick is a trick.
Bro, that shit made
no. No, to say it. Listen, a
no,
trick
like,
is a trick.
Like,
no, listen,
that's just
no,
like
no.
That's just
no,
like no. How that's just like how like just even take social media for instance. Some
let me say
women
something.
Will say
no. Hold, please,
no let me
say,
get this out. Let me get this out. How some women will say like, just like okay, if a girl fucking goes to the beach with a Birkin and sits the Birkin in the sand or whatever, like to take a picture or whatever, it'll be a bitch on Instagram saying, oh, that bitch doing too much, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But, bitch, do you have a Birkin? Have you been to the beach? Like, you can't say what somebody else is doing if you yourself are not able to do the same shit.
I get
that's
it. A point. Yeah, but a trick is a trick. A hoe is a hoe. A slut is a slut.
Yeah.
A lame is a lame. A player is a player. Yeah. Like, you got to call a spade a spade.
Yeah. That's
it.
Them big
if
facts.
You tricking, you tricking.
Big
and stand on it. It ain't nothing wrong. Yeah. Like we said, we got tricking ass partners. Niggas be tricking.
But I don't, we still ain't get down to the moral of what.
I don't know. I just feel like.
If a nigga just walk up to you and start giving you and offering you shit that you don't know and you know what he want, what is going to be your perception of him?
He tricky.
What is your perception of him?
I'm going to think he's the cops.
Okay.
Cops ain't buying no nigga shit.
Shit.
Okay, after you get past the cops and find out he not the cops, what is going to be your perception of him? I'll pay your rent. I'll do this. I'll do all this shit for you.
Like, what kind of shit you on? Like, what's up?
What is going to be your perception?
Nah, I mean, I'm going to want to know, like, what's the why?
What's the catch?
He just wants you to talk to him.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Sucker-ass, tricking-ass nigga.
He wants you to talk to him and shit.
And I'm straight, because those kind of people turn into some other shit, like, down the line.
What is going to be your perception of him? We ain't going that deep down the line. What is going to be your initial perception?
My initial perception of him.
Instead of coming up to Jade and kicking player shit like, hey, let me take you out, let's get to know each other. He just like, shit, I got all this money right here, blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to think he's, like, a lame.
A trick.
A trick. They're my trick.
That's it. It's the same shit.
Say it, Jay. Say it. He's a trick.
That's it. That's your perception of this trick ass, lame ass, sucker ass nigga. It's all the same.
Nah, hold up.
Come on, man. Come on with it, man.
I had time to think. I had time to think.
Okay, please. Here it comes. Here comes the other
you
side.
Can't really, it ain't tricking if you got it, man.
It's tricky.
It ain't unless you doing the tricking that she was saying. Like, you know this person don't like you. Y'all don't know you. Y'all don't like each other. Okay, you just pining for sex.
What? Okay.
But okay, a nigga that just balling. This is say, Vincent. Okay, Dave's birthday. We want to go to shit anywhere. With them cheap ass flights, goddamn $200-$300. We buy the whole seats out. Bring everybody down now. Woo, get the rooms. You know what I'm saying? We down there. We balling. But you know, we bringing the bitches we want to fuck or whatever. So is that tricking?
Yeah, it's still tricking. You flying the
house. Oh, we about to have a party.
Ultimately,
we about to have a fucking party.
Ultimately, what you're doing.
I just got
I don't know y'all. What you doing? Hey, you want to come with me?
Niggas is creating a real complex situation to pay for pussy.
Nah, guess what? Nah, but
you're
guess what?
You're complicated.
Guess what?
Guess what?
But a nigga ain't even tripping on the pussy either, though.
Yeah.
You know you're going to have some
balance. That's my whole point. It's niggas out
nigga
there.
Nigga ain't going to even be really true. I'm just saying, like, this for the look,
this
too.
For the vibe, bro.
It's niggas out there that donate and don't want to fuck. It's niggas that donate and don't want to fuck.
I'm not even mad.
Bitch, you're just having fun. You're not about to leave with no bags and money and all that shit.
Well, Bank's saying, though, you gotta invest in the vibe for the whole shit.
So like, I'm not gonna have a good time without them being there.
Thank you. We gotta get plants. We gotta get food. We gotta get liquor. We gotta the vibe gotta be right. We gotta sell the whole shit. But and winning is the part.
How's that tricking? I'm inviting you to a party. All right, so if you have a house party at your house,
yes,
and you bring everybody there, and you
pay to the house,
and you pay
general
for the valet
population shit.
No, I'm just saying you pay for the valet.
I pay for the valet.
But some niggas have party different.
When I single one out and bring that one here and start talking that trick lame shit.
Not one.
Tricking.
I ain't saying no one. I'm saying we bringing a slew of bitches.
Oh, if it's just a party, that's a party.
Well, I said we order. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But it's out of town though. We flying them in. We putting you up. We got them. Got drivers for you. Whatever.
It's an all inclusive vacation.
I got you.
That's tricking.
Okay, we'll say
I'm
that.
Answering.
Vacations and flyouts is tricking.
How?
It is tricking. It is spending money.
I know niggas that have flown bitches out, taking them places, whatever.
Don't even see them.
Don't even see them.
Let me tell you something about that flying out shit.
And I don't even see you there.
What if she would have came on her own dime? Or what if she would have made another trip pay for that shit?
I'm saying
that don't happen to you.
It's gonna be a lot of it's gonna be a lot of people that pay for their own shit at a party. But I'm saying we want special people here. That's just like
y'all on some other
shit. It's marketing.
We want hand-picked hoes at our party.
That's gonna make the look what it is. Like it's promotion. Still, it's like booking the artist. Why do people book artists? Are they tricking?
Oh, they trying to make money. They should be the same principle.
How you gonna make money? Same principle. What you mean?
How you make money off of tricking?
You gotta get
how that's tricking.
IG chick, the specific ones like them.
How the fuck is that tricking?
So if you fly all these chicks out, I'm trying to understand where
like
the
all these
where
chicks
you
that's got this popping right now, right? You know, they be getting booked and shit. These young chicks who getting money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about?
We gotta call them. We know chicks, we get it.
All right, chicks getting money.
We finna have a pool party in goddamn Texas. Mm-hmm. Like, but we want these girls here.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, we want them here.
You booking them, yes.
Exactly. That's tricky.
You're flying them out
that's
for the premise of the party. What I keep trying to say to you.
See,
that trick?
I'm saying,
we talking about two different things. She said we talking about two different things.
If
I'm flying out of here, if I have in my head, like, I'm finna fuck her, and I know this, I'm in my head that by me buying you this flight, I gotta get some pussy for this flight. That's tricky.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We not.
GP just flew you in.
If you just flying them out to shoot a music video and you kicking in your label, I get that.
We chilling. We just setting the vibe, though.
But when you want
to. It can't be no but.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It can't be no but. It's either or.
Once you pull them away from the video one on one and put your arm around them and start kicking that trick shit, you tricking.
Facts.
That's what I'm saying. That's how
you come up off something else.
You said what?
If you come up off of something else, then you're tricking. If I just get in this motherfucker, I flew a bunch of bitches out.
That's tricking out.
Nah. Unless I'm saying, hey, come here, I got a thousand.
I'm talking about if we all here, let's say we had to call Kodak.
Now, when you start making individual payments to these bitches,
that's what I'm saying.
Tricking.
Thank you.
We have to make Kodak.
But you just got what everybody else just got, but you fucked.
If Kodak starts pulling the chick to the side, he be like, man, get from around Bank and scream and this. I'm going to take care. I'm going to do this. That's some tricking. That's what happens. That's real life.
Yeah, Kodak, get the fuck out again.
He just described you as a straight fuck nigga, man.
Yeah, yeah,
like, that's a fuck nigga. Nah, bro. You know what I'm saying? We creating a vibe because certain people party different. Because if we was in Atlanta, I would make sure everything's good for you here.
Yeah.
Section, drinks, bottles, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I got friends, I do this shit for every month at the shit show. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. So it's like, I don't even care if I don't even see you in the club.
My final quote is, yes, there's a difference between kicking it and tricking it.
Yeah.
Yes,
finally.
All right, that's hard. Yeah, that's a difference between kicking it and tricking it. Because if your mind is this what you're doing,
we be tricking, though.
Oh, nah. What you mean?
Players kick it. Lames trick it.
Yo, what? It got, but hold up. But you got some players who trying to act like they kicking it and tricking it, too, though.
Fake players.
For sure. You got a lot of them, though.
Yeah.
You got a lot of what?
You got a lot of players who acting like they kicking it, but really tricking it.
Yes. Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, bro, you know you ain't getting no bitches before you had money.
Period.
Fact. Now you gotta feel like a trick if you that kind of nigga. But mm-hmm. somebody, like I know I ain't never got no bitch. I ain't never talked a bitch out of pussy ever in my life. All we had to do for that's a trick.
Mm. Yeah.
You ain't never, met fact. A person that liked me to want to give me some pussy for me and her. Then you are a trick.
Mm-hmm. Big fact.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Agreed.
So that's what it is. Like if you knowing you couldn't have got this person attention at all, and you gotta do without your pocket, you're a trick. Period. You tricking.
There it is. I love it.
A trick. The difference between a trick and a player is a trick lacks. There's a lacks.
Big difference between a trick and a player, though.
No, what I'm saying, big I'm just difference. Giving like one little mm-hmm. thing, and then we can do whatever we got to do after this. Mm-hmm. But the difference between a trick and a player is a trick lacks that charisma.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Lacks everything. Like, that's a dub.
Yeah, like.
But a trick reaching their pocket.
And you got some more niggas that's tricked and don't mind. Like, bro, I ain't got time to be talking to you, ho.
That too.
That, you got some niggas like that too.
That's really the premise.
You got some player ass tricks too.
You just ain't got time.
I'm gonna put it down like this. You got a bunch of niggas like, hey, book that hoe, man. Hey, see what she talking about, man.
I just said,
hey, call. I'm talking through third party. Hey, call her manager. Call her, get her fly up and woo. Yeah, but I ain't tripping on it.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Because I don't get
what I
want to
do. I don't want to
call me what you want, but I ain't got time for all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh no, for sure. They know that though.
Yeah.
They stand niggas on who doing it. That, they know, yeah.
I
niggas
can
know
respect
they
the trick that stand on it.
Yeah,
but see, we call niggas like that the sniper gang.
Yeah. What's the sniper gang? Before we wrap this
shit, knocking them down. What you mean?
Oh, they paying for it.
Like
I'm King Sniper.
It's nah, this hole is on my scope. I'm finna get this hole. I got this hole. Let me move on to the. Let me move my scope.
What I'm saying
is
okay. You gotta go back in. It really ain't tricking if you got it because Jay Madden trying to call Drake a trick. Imagine what he do for bitches. When he first meet him, first day, bitch, I'm going to change your life. A nigga like that with that kind of money, it just, bitch, you hit the lottery.
But he could still be a trick.
I know that, but I'm saying, but bitch, you hit the lottery. Sometimes you bitch just be like, hit the lottery. Because sometimes you got too much of that shit. Like, real shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's levels.
I'm finna fly you in on this big ass shit.
Oh, that was free though. This on my rider.
So this is my
final. This is already in my life.
My final question. Already in my life. This rider.
That's what I'm saying. Like that.
If you got $5,000 to your name or $500 million to your name, if you got $500 million and you do some lame shit, it's not lame shit because you got more money.
Nah, that ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying
that's what
is
I'm trying
that's
to get at. Bro, like, listen, still tricking. No matter how much you got.
Your auntie would have flew in on this same jet. This bitch flew in on. Whoever, the least person, my goddamn dancers would have flew in on this. This is my lifestyle.
The bag.
I don't fly bitches in coach. I put them on jets.
Right.
How is that tricking?
That's the definition of the action.
Some niggas
tricking.
Some niggas send
you're
a bitch in the little Uber car. Some niggas send them bitch in that black car. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Big facts. Yeah.
I could just be finna get a girl. But this could be my girlfriend. Like, this is mm-hmm. potentially my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Send me an Uber, baby. I send her the little bit ass car because I work at McDonald's. I'm sending her an Uber. Mm-hmm. But if I'm Drake, bitch, I'm sending you a jet and they finna pick you up. Because this.
And that's fine. That's
what this is.
That's the way to get them there.
This
but,
is my
but when they
of
get
living.
Off, when they get off
like
the plane.
Anything else, I'm going to look like.
But if they get off the plane and it's Birkins and shoes and shit and this and all
happy
that.
Happy birthday, bitch. It's Drake.
But what's the
like, bitch, you hit the lottery. Because get what that is. It's the same thing.
Freaking this trick and I said it started kindergarten.
Listen, Scream.
It's tricking.
Listen. Nah, it's just some people are nice too.
Oh, my bad.
Some people are nice.
I ain't nice, my bad.
And bitch, look at you. You ain't finna do them and spread this to all the bitches in your circle. Y'all finna let them know, especially I'm a bachelor. Bitch, you ain't finna come with no allegations because you're happy.
Ain't get what?
Then nothing happened. You got gifts, bitch.
You ain't
nobody all be coming with them allegations after that. You know what I'm saying?
But then everybody,
some niggas just nice.
Everybody, but then every female is gonna be on the same shit. That's that trick ass nigga.
Yes,
that's what they gonna be on.
Promote that for me.
For what?
Some nigga feel like bitch. Promote that for me. Let them know. And I'm finna go make a song out of this shit to make real millions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
See, it just like, it might be
yeah,
like
that should be motivation for
it should be inspiration, too. I bitch, I just booked you for $1 billion worth of inspiration.
Yeah.
And
I'm just saying, like, real nigga shit, though, Scream.
That's part of the
girl. It gonna go with you. It just like, the girl asks about, she be like, what's up with him? She be like, yo, he got that, so, you know, he a trick ass nigga. Ooh, but then ask, like, you know, Scream, like, yeah, he player.
He'll give you something, too.
He be fucking a lot of bitches. You know what
yeah, that nigga ain't no crab.
Yeah, that nigga ain't no crab. Them hoes ain't called, some of them niggas ain't called no crab. They be like,
yeah, he play. But he'll play.
If it's by choice and you choose to, but you don't have to get what you're trying to get, it'll be some nigga that ain't
gonna pass. She gonna tell her, so, though the game won't fuck up. Don't fuck this up with Scream. This is did my trick. So she gonna go over there, you tricking with her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they gonna be
it ain't no different than the freak hole. Like, that's the one. But don't tell her I told you, but you can go goddamn. Go ahead and you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's the same
here come
shit.
A, trick, a sucker come straight over here. You know, such a screening, and I'm finna pay you. Now he done went straight tricking and turned into a bitch, a straight sucker. Because you knew the game. We already had her in the loop. You woke up.
Right. We gotta get a real live like,
you woke
OG.
Up.
You woke up, bro. We had a bowl, bro. Everybody going in there with that same game. They go in there, fold them in up, stick your chest out a little bit. She already know what you in for. He come straight at her.
You shouldn't be doing this. Look at you. Show in the mirror. Look at you.
I know you want a nice purse in the bag. Now you come. Come on, man.
Next thing you know, him and the bitch acting funny.
Should be fucked
up. Hey, bro, why y'all be talking to her like that?
www.bigfaxpod.com is going down. We're getting ready for Bankroll Freddy on Big Facts. Stay tuned.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Live for First Class Sounds. You know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang Baby J. This here today. We got a young, rich nigga by the name of Bankroll Freddy on Big Facts. Yay. What's up? Welcome, my brother. How you feeling?
Feeling good, man.
Everything good?
Yeah, man. Can't complain about nothing.
All right, so listen, we've been chopping it up, having a healthy debate, you know what I'm saying, and they ganging up on me. Yeah. But you know that term. It ain't tricking if you got it. You know what I'm saying? And I disagree with that term. I think that tricking is tricking. You need to call a trick a trick if a trick is a trick. And ain't nothing wrong with tricking. If that's what you do, stand on that shit, right?
Exactly.
How does Bankroll Freddy feel about that term? It ain't tricking if you got it.
I ain't tricking at all.
You ain't tricking at all?
I ain't no trick. Nah. Where I'm from, that's lame. But like, they what we be talking about. Like my partners up here, they don't mind giving them the
one. Hold on. But you having a party tonight. You finna throw 30,000 on the floor.
Hey, look.
What we call that?
That's on the floor.
I'm balling.
That's what I'm telling Street.
No.
He said that straight chicken, though, Street.
No, I said if you single one out and start whispering in her ear, that's
tricky. But like
tricky.
I said, it's levels to the alleged chicken shit. Like, if you a nigga that got it, it's not tricking to you.
Yes,
it's just your normal.
It don't matter if it's tricking to you. I'm talking about if it's tricking. You might not think, oh, I ain't no trick. A nigga might not think he lame. Oh, I ain't no lame.
What we call tricking is paying a bitch. Like we said earlier, paying a bitch who you know don't like you.
Or who don't fuck with you.
I like that definition.
You still
I like that definition.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga gonna, you know, we gonna make sure a bitch good. You know what I mean? Right. If she round the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's what
players do. Players make bitches comfortable.
Like, no, just say this. All right. That's what I said. You finna have a party.
Yeah.
Big Bank relief party.
Right.
But y'all finna do it in Miami. You fly about 10 bitches down.
Right.
Woo, 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 woo. Is that tricky?
Hell no.
But what if you single one out and you say, I'm going to
get
you
this?
You
got to hit something.
I mean,
you say you got to what?
You going to hit something.
It's not about hitting. You ain't hit yet. You just start telling her all type of shit, selling her
that's
dreams.
That's sucker shit, though. We already said that's how it is.
Sucker shit is tricking.
That's not tricking.
Nah. Sucker shit ain't tricking.
That's simping.
So what's the definition? Get whatever you want from her.
Yeah.
Basically, like, you gonna give us something to get something back. You don't get something.
No, you ain't got no conversation.
Yeah, or what if you don't get nothing back?
You get some lame square all the way around.
Okay. So that all embodies tricking, in my opinion. All I'm saying, there are tricks out here, and if you're a trick, you could be a trick. Like you said, we all know tricks, right?
Hell yeah.
We all know some.
Plenty of them.
But I got some niggas who got paper who don't like to talk.
They get like, huh, let's go.
Yeah.
Straight like, so is that tricking?
That's tricking.
For sure. That's tricking right there.
Yeah. I feel like I got a mouthpiece. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking
bitch out.
Like, real players fuck for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, they going to choose up on you. You ain't got to give them nothing. They want to be around you. You the star. What you got to give them something for?
That's all I'm saying.
Like, where I'm from, like, we don't
and that's
that.
Considered player.
Yeah,
because players, like I said, players are in the business of making bitches comfortable. That's what they do because they are able to do that.
But you got to think, it's so much scandal going on. Niggas want to compensate these bitches. So, bitch, I gave you something. You ain't got to go.
You know how many scandals
and shit but going on?
It'd be finesse move. You give a chick something, she might still tell her. You know what I'm saying? They be doing that shit. Yeah, I be seeing that shit going on, man.
All right. So, we have concluded that it ain't tricking if you got it. Well, y'all have concluded.
It is tricky.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It is, but it ain't.
Either it is or it ain't. That's the way I look at it. Either it is or it ain't.
Players only live once. Let's just leave it at that.
Hold low.
What that got to do? Okay. So listen, bro, you from, is it Helena, Arkansas?
Helena,
Arkansas. Yeah. Tell us how it is coming up from over there.
Man, it's a small town, so you know what I'm saying? Everybody know everybody, you know what I'm saying? So, like it's rough down there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, probably like 2 weeks ago, like, in 3 days, like, 6 people got shot. Three-day span, like, you know what I'm saying? Type stuff like that. Like,
and we seen that from, like, Lil Rock and all that shit. Why you think it's so crazy?
Lil Rock and all that shit,
Why you think it's so crazy there like that?
Because it's so small, you know what I'm saying? Then, like, it's big, like back in the day, like, Bloods and Crips came down there from L.A., and you know what I'm saying? They chose their sides up there and made Blood and Crip bigger in Little Rock. And you know, it's like banging in Little Rock. You got to look up the documentary and see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
So have you always lived there or did you live in Little Rock too? Or it's always
I stayed in Helena really all my life, like in my ninth grade year. Like my cousin here got killed and we moved to Conway. I stayed in Conway. That's like 30 minutes from Little Rock.
So at what point did you start rapping?
You know, I always been like, you know what I'm saying? Big on music, you know what I'm saying? My mom and my dad, they play music. My mom wake up in the morning playing music, you know what I'm saying? Old blues music, R&B, all that, soul music, all that, you know what I'm saying? So, but I really started doing music like in 2017.
Mm-hmm. You was like, doing the freestyles and shit.
Yeah, I guess really just playing around with it, you know what I'm saying? I had got a little trouble, caught a little charge, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do something, make it look good, you know what I'm saying?
So right.
I just started playing with it a little bit.
So is it safe to say you were one of them people that had a lot of money before rap?
Oh, most definitely.
Most definitely. So,
I got pictures, proof. You can ask anybody from my city, they know. Yeah. They know what's happening.
Rich Hall Brad.
Henry me, man. You and them motherfuckers hitting Jack.
For sure.
Nah, real shit, bro. Got it on in them motherfuckers. Big Bank.
We don't play.
For sure. Hey, how was it coming up, though? Like, how you feel like you was able to be focused enough to at least try to do something legit? You know what I'm saying?
Really, like, man, I really ain't had no choice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you get them white folks in your business, you gotta straighten it all the way up. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I had really started, like, selling cars and shit. Like, my partner, my manager right now, like, he had a car lot. I got on with him with the car auction business. You know what I'm saying? I started selling cars and shit. Then I started rapping. And, like, I was playing with it. I dropped, like, two songs, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really had too much, you know what I'm saying? I guess, like, the city was going crazy with it because, you know, I'm the man in the city, you know what I'm saying? Really, the whole state of man. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just started popping for me.
How you meet P? Because I remember when I was following P, and I just seen you. He just popped up, like, Bankroll Freddy, you know what I mean? And ever since then, it's like your shit just, you know what I'm saying? How you meet QC?
Like I say, I had started rapping at the end of 2017. I think I had dropped that little Baby Freestyle.
Yeah.
I had did a little remix.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then, like 18, like, I came, I think that one the City Girl Act Up came out. Yeah. And, like, one day, me and my partner, we were riding. Like, I pull up on a little chick, they bump. We pull up to a store, it get bumping. And I'm like, damn, this shit going crazy. Act Up crazy. Like, I'm like, man, I'm doing freestyle that shit. My nigga like, shit, what's up? Get to the house, I put out like 40 racks, money counter. And I just did a little freestyle. I posted on my page. And then P hit that bitch instantly.
Well, yeah.
Like, he was just, he shared it like, this nigga hard.
Yeah.
Then shit, everybody went to call my phone. And like, nigga, P, just post your shit, P. I'm like, damn, for real. I looked at my inbox, he like, you hard. Like, well, I'm like, I already appreciate that, big dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I ain't even no rapper. You know what I'm saying? I just trying some shit out. So then he hit me up the next day, like, man, send me your info. Boom, I get on the phone with him. He like, nigga, I'm finna fly you to L.A. I'm like, shit, bet. You know what I'm saying? Nigga flew me to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, the rest been history, man.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Another thing you known for everybody talk about is the gambling. You still heavy into the gambling?
Hell nah.
You put it down?
Go. I had to let it go, man.
Yeah.
For real.
So what's the most you know, came up And what's the most you done lost with the gambling shit? Like over a course of, let's say, like a week or some shit.
Like,
or in a day.
The quickest, like, in 6 rolls, I won $30,000. Not quick. I quit on that.
That's smart.
I quit. Nah, we was playing 2 days. The nigga, he was talking that big money shit. Me and my partner Nick, you know what I'm saying? My partner Six, Free Six, you know what I'm saying? We was gambling with him. He was like, nigga, y'all niggas ain't got no money. I got real money. Put out a bag, like $70,000. And he like, nigga, shoot five, Ben. And like, shit, like, shoot five, bet five. Nigga kept crapping. Then he rolled a point. Then he crapped right back out. I quit. I hit the door. I was gone.
Oh, man.
I got a pounder on his hand.
That nigga followed you all into the car. Damn,
hey,
bro.
Hey, hold up,
Mike.
Hey, look back. Gone on his
crazy,
head.
Crazy, man.
Man, what? Right. I was too happy.
No, so what's the most you lost?
Man, probably in like a week, I probably lost like 30,000, 34,000 a week. Like, lose $5,000, I quit. Like, fuck it. Lose $5,000 the next day. Just continue like that. Shit like that.
Mm-hmm. What was that day where you was like, man, fuck this. This ain't it.
Shit. When I got down to my last 10,000, I was like, what the fuck? How I go from 150 to 10,000?
You just stop gambling.
Stop. Cold turkey. Stop gambling. Stop shopping. Stop everything. I went 90 days.
You went on fast.
90 days.
Hey, 90 days.
Shit back. I swear to God.
Yeah, for sure.
Ran up 100 quick. 90 days. Hustling shit. Trying to get it.
Yeah. For sure.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Yo, so you know, like in the rap game, bro, sometimes how do you manage if you, like, let's say you got two partners and you doing music with them, you know what I'm saying, features, they're giving you features, you just a fan of the music and your shit off, but let's say they ain't seeing eye to eye or they ops or whatever the fuck it is. Like, how do you handle some shit like that?
Like, that shit like that going on right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't put me in your business, bro. I mind my business, you feel me? Y'all got a problem, that's on y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's before my time, you feel me? Whatever. Y'all saw that when y'all run into each other, you feel me?
That's hard.
Like, don't put me in y'all business, straight up.
They don't never create, like, no weird energy, though?
I mean, some niggas can feel some type of way, but some niggas gonna respect it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't put me in your business, nigga. I ain't with that. Don't put me in it. Mm. Straight up. That get how I feel. Like, a lot of niggas be on some weird shit. Like, man, you fuck with my gang? Shit, hey. Mm-hmm. I ain't tripping on that. Do what you do.
Right.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Right.
That's lame shit, though.
Hell yeah. Like, a lot of
niggas folks ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
Ain't got nothing to do with me,
bro. I agree.
Like, I hate that when a nigga try to goddamn. When I meet you, I'm trying to run down my resume of who I don't like so you don't like him. That's gay as fuck.
Yeah,
ain't got nothing. Like, whatever, doing that.
Whatever he did, you he didn't do it to me. You know what exactly. I'm saying? You handle that.
That's the same thing. Go back to what we were saying, goddamn. Can you do business with a person whose name has been drugged? You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How I'm going to stop my money with doing a song, doing a feature with an artist that I kind of, I'm a fan of, and this nigga hot, and I want, because you saying you don't like him, and me and you supposed to be cool. You got me fucked up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You'll get my money.
Right. Yeah. Facts.
For sure.
Facts. Absolutely. And then what you think, man, because you know what I'm saying, you represent for the young niggas and shit, like, what you think the disconnection is between young niggas and, let's say, OGs? Like, sometimes you see the OGs kind of like, not fucking with the young niggas, but then sometimes you see the young niggas just don't respect a lot of OGs. What you think, like, the foundation of that is? Keep it facts.
I don't know.
Big facts.
A lot of young niggas, they really just, like, ain't going to respect the OG because they feel like they ain't did nothing for them or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of, like, say, for instance, some OG niggas, they don't want to see a young nigga come up over them. You feel me? They don't want to see him rise above them, so they ain't going to never give him the game or try to teach him the game to where, you know what I'm saying, they can elevate. They going to try to
keep their feet on the neck.
Yeah, like, nigga, I'm the big dog. Mm. That's how a lot of niggas do, though. They don't want to see a nigga come up, so.
That's pure gay, too.
Yeah.
So. That's being 100.
Yeah,
that's
gay.
Real,
though.
For real, fuck, nigga, I don't get, like.
You pose a man, you try, pose, try to show these young niggas the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, a lot of niggas don't do that.
A lot of niggas don't know the way, though.
Yeah, for sure.
And the way this shit going is like, the shit that, it's hard to instill the shit that these niggas come up off of because this shit don't even matter no more. Some of these codes and that shit don't even matter with
you. You be saying that all the time, the rules have changed.
Yeah, it's
reality, the rules have changed.
Yeah. It's attention. The attention can get you in a full war. You know what I'm saying? Like, a full one. And then you go ask motherfucker like what that shit about. Nobody can never say what it's
about. They always say that.
Never tell you what
it's about. It don't be about nothing.
Most of it be about bitches.
Exactly.
A lot of war be about bitches.
Big facts.
I swear to God. I'm talking about a lot of shit be about bitches. I swear to God. You look up the history.
Big facts Bible.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin, them, like, up in Helena, like, in 09, my cousin got killed and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit all started over a female. A nigga was fucking another nigga female. He stole on him. And it started a whole war.
For like, sure.
People been getting killed for years. Like, last year, on July 5th, one of my OG niggas got killed on July 5th. My cousin got killed in 09 on July 5th. Like, it just mean people get killed, like, from each side every other year.
Who you think the blame for that? Is it more of the niggas doing it or the female or both?
He niggas tender dick, man. Straight up. He nigga tender ain't player.
Yeah.
So like say for you can hit a chick, man. You hit a nigga chick, man. The nigga gonna hate your guts. He ain't gonna even be mad at his bitch. Nigga gonna be mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
What you gotta be mad at your bitch, man. Your bitch the one who did it. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. She's the one that
owes you. The nigga don't owe you nothing.
Nigga don't owe you no loyalty. Nigga ain't
talk.
Grow up with you. Nigga, like, straight
play
up.
Player talk.
Well, baby said, when he, nobody's raping these people.
Right.
Right. They busted it.
Nobody's raping these people, man. Yeah.
So I know, like, just from, you know, like, watching your social media and stuff like that and just seeing you around, I know you have, like, a huge passion for automobiles.
Oh, yeah.
So you wanna like elaborate on that and like what some of your favorite cars are, what your dream car is that you haven't gotten yet and all that kind of stuff?
Well, like shit. I always been into cars, but you know what I'm saying? Like I
know you like fast cars.
Yeah, fast cars. I got all the fast ones. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like where I'm from, Arkansas, like, nigga, a vet is a nigga. Lambo in the hood. You got a vet or Escalade. Where I'm from, balling. So that's the first car I would have got me a vet, man. Like, shit, that was the first car I would have bought. I had to go get that.
That shit like, tearing the town up.
Man, what? Then I sold that vet when I got the 2020 vet, new one. You know what I'm saying? Now yeah. I'm finna, I see that big 21 Escalade. I gotta go get that motherfucker. That motherfucker oh, yeah, that so hard. Yeah. What? Mm. Like, all the boss players gotta have one. Dude. Who just?
For sure.
Player.
Yeah.
Hell, yeah.
So like, so you be balling and having it and spending, but what's some of the shit you do, like, just to motivate people, like, maybe some other business ventures outside of music? Like, what's some shit that you into that you get money with?
Like, I got some trucks. I got some big trucks. Like, okay. I invested in it on my birthday. Like, I was,
like 18-wheelers?
Yeah, 18 okay. wheelers. Like, I was all like, right. shit, I got to find, like, I was going to buy a Lamborghini years. You feel me? The truck, Lambo truck. But I was like, man, fuck that shit. I might well buy these trucks, and it'll pay for the years itself.
There you go.
Gotta come out my pocket. There you go. You feel me?
There you go.
So, shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got 5 kids. I got to think of some shit that going to last me forever. These mm-hmm. trucks are running forever. Think about it. When coronavirus going on,
the trucks kept going.
Trucks were going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, it was actually a shortage of trucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Key, how are you?
I'm 26.
You ain't going hard now.
Man, what? Oh, man. I'm talking about, boy.
All your baby mamas from your city. How many baby mamas you got?
I got 5 baby mamas.
Mm. All along from the city.
All along from Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah. You ain't through yet. You finna get you some baby mamas up here.
Man, I'm through.
Yeah, you through?
Hey, not right now. Probably when I get about 30. Give me about 4 more years, I might have a couple more. I'll be done after that. Yeah. But my daddy got about 25 kids.
Oh, say that again,
bro.
Oh,
so it's hereditary.
My daddy got about 25
kids. It's hereditary,
kids,
okay.
How do you make 25
That's
kids?
That's the whole town.
My daddy was the man, man. I ain't gonna lie. My dad used to be the man. Real, for real.
How you make 25 kids?
Man, like, when you man in the city, man, you know that shit. Bound to happen. Think about it.
Shit.
For real. That's crazy, man.
That's a whole lot of birthdays, boy.
Man,
that's
what?
A whole lot of Christmas. That's a whole lot of Christmas.
Shit,
for real.
Crazy.
Hey, so listen, bro. If a rapper on the come up, man, coach him a little bit about how to get into jewelry. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like a lot of niggas be fucking their money up on bad jewelry, getting charged too much, buying bullshit. I think you're the perfect person to kind of elaborate on that a little bit.
On jewelry? Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had, like, when I had first came to QC, I was in L.A., you know, when P flew me out there, Marlo, you know, they was out there, man. Iced up R.P. Marlo, my brother. Niggas out there iced up him and Sid, and he got roll his own chain. I'm like, damn, what y'all be fucking with? They like, we fucking wifey.
Mm-hmm.
And A, I'm like, okay, bet. With the root. The next weekend, when I flew back home, the next week, I drove out here. I spent 70 bands at wifey.
Mm.
Like, this before the deal. Like, mm-hmm. P ain't gave me none.
Mm.
I spent 70 bands. My wife bought me a Rolex, 2 rings, a chain. You know what I'm saying? Like, but though, you could, like, just think about it. All the rappers fucking with, like, only certain jewelers. Icebox.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The wifey, Aviani. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. people like that, that's who you need to go to, really. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? They got that real clarity. You can yeah. see in people work. Like, when you see Baby or Gunna, my shit, that shit really hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way you need to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Straight up. That's how I see it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Listen to the song and find out who the nigga go to, and that's who you go to.
Hell yeah.
Oh, nah. Look at a nigga shit, and he gonna tell you
yeah.
where he going.
So yeah.
You
can
tell, because, nigga, I done seen some rapper shit, like, two thugs down, like, what?
Right.
Know that shit fake. Thugged down, out. Like,
what
he
looking
fake
like? What, how you do?
Bullshit, cloudy as hell.
She look ashy like, bro, right. She need some what? Lotion on it, man.
Niggas be having some bullshit, for real.
Nah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You get your money back for some of that shit, like, if you decide to, not that you want to, but if you buy the right Rolly and shit like that,
right.
you can always flip it. Or sometimes niggas will buy it off your watches and shit like
right,
that.
Right, right.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't believe in selling my jewelry.
Yeah, some of that shit trophies, bro.
Yeah, I think that nigga be broke when they be selling their jewelry. That's how I think.
That's what I'm saying, in the case of a nigga going broke.
I ain't selling my shit. Right. Yeah, nah. I got my first Rolex.
That's just like a nigga selling his gun or some shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's, yeah, okay.
Nah, that ain't the same.
Nah.
You sell your gun, you desperate.
Yeah. You ready to die, so.
That ain't the same. Yeah,
so you been kicking in the ATL a lot, man. What you like to do when you're in the town?
Man, I really be chilling, bro. I really be, like, at the studio, you know. I be chilling with Baby, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I really don't be doing too much shit when I'm up in the A, man. Go eat or something, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, shit like that, I don't do too much.
How hard is it living in your town? Or you been a star in your city, so it's the same, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same to me, just on a bigger platform, you feel me? Like I say, I been a nigga in my city, like, swear to God, way before all this shit. Like, I was the man in the town, like, for real, for real. Mm-hmm. Anybody still, around there, bitch, they know.
But they still got that. It's like, you don't want to leave your town. They, you got love down there.
I mean, I got, you know what I'm saying? You know, you always have a little hate, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't going to love you, you feel me?
Fact.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a little hate, but, like, it's to the point where, like, nigga ain't playing with me like, or nothing, no shit like that.
How you manage to, like, keep your team, like, your day ones, like, how you manage not to fall out with them, and you know what I'm saying? Like, what you do to keep that shit together?
Man.
Has it been a situation?
Man, it have been all type of shit, like, for real, like, I ain't never, like, never knew, like, now that I'm on this platform I am now, I get, like, people feel like you old or something, mm-hmm. You feel me? But, like, ain't no nigga gave me shit, mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been feeding niggas before this. So, you know what I'm saying? If you fucked up back then when I was in the streets feeding you on that, mm. You can't eat with me now either. You know what I'm saying? You still my man. You still my partner, but I ain't finna just be, you know what I'm saying, giving you shit and I know you gonna fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna do it. Why? Mm. Why? I got 5 kids, bro. I'm not finna keep on giving niggas shit to lose.
What about opportunity, though? If a nigga wanna come work, like,
you give them for sure. Hell yeah. All my niggas, man, we on the road. When we be on the road, everybody doing something. Yeah. Everybody eating. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga don't want to do nothing. He did.
Hell nah, man.
Cause niggas got a complex of feeling.
You don't
like,
work, you don't eat.
You trying to handle me like a worker.
Yeah.
Man, you supposed to want to be
partner.
A worker.
Yeah. You my partner, so it's shit you post.
So it can help make this shit grow.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
so it can
as we get bigger, right. As I common get bigger, sense. You get niggas bigger, crazy, we grow together.
Yeah, you getting the relationship. We making this shit happen.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Niggas want to goddamn be you. Niggas want to be you.
Play team ball, bro. For sure.
Yeah, most niggas want to be the nigga that, like, I can be him better than he being him.
I'm talking about I done had some rough shit. Like, some niggas, like, somebody, day one, like, we done got to it, like, hard. Like, nigga, pull up, like, nigga, what's up? Like, you, like, my partner, me and my partner, like, we can knock. We can fight, nigga. What's up? Mm-hmm. Like, all type of shit like that, yeah. Man. It done got bad, man. A couple of my partners, we ain't even partners no more. Mm. Like, we been partners since, like, first grade. Like, we ain't even partners no more because of this shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas feel like you on, nigga. Like, that shit ain't 100.
You don't think that shit'll get back right?
Shit, not in my eyes. Because after the shit, like, certain shit said...
You can't come back from
you
that.
You can't come back from there. If I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga said some bullshit, like, a nigga should, take something, like, nigga, you ain't
that's
never
been
known
on your
nigga.
Heart.
You ain't never known a nigga to take nothing from me, nigga. Yeah. You know what's gonna happen. Like, stop playing, bro. You ain't never play with me like that. ain't no nigga ever play with me like that. So, bro, don't ever say no shit like that. Once you say some shit like that, it's over. You get dead to me. Yeah. Like, ain't I might see you or speak, whatever, but they're like, they're kicking this shit, their homeboy shit coming back around, that shit over with. Because that's how you feel.
Mm. Yep.
Nah, yeah, for sure.
What's the lamest thing about the music industry?
The lamest thing about the music, probably like what we were talking about earlier, like how niggas don't be wanting you to fuck with certain niggas yet because they got a problem with them and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Nigga might see you fucking with this nigga, so nigga might see you out and get the, you know what I'm saying, acting like, you know what I'm saying, like hoes, like acting like hoes do, like, yeah, because you got a problem with this nigga, you got a problem with me, bro. Like, shit, nigga, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all got going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that be gay. I don't be getting into all that shit like that.
Why don't the people in this... This is a question. Why don't the people who have problems with the other people call the people they got problems with? Like, why? I don't know. Argue, do something. But why they calling the person in the middle of it?
Listen, I done been around with niggas that's beefing, and they in the same place, and don't nothing happen. How y'all beefing?
Right.
Because if you see your op, man, 9 times out of 10, we going to hit.
It's up.
Like, it ain't no, like, ain't no we seeing each other, niggas act like they don't see each other or look the other way. How y'all beefing? But y'all get on these songs and talk
like
about each other.
Like, nah,
them niggas see each other
and
roll their eyes.
Yeah, man, like, some gay shit.
Yeah.
It was bullshit, man. I don't be understanding, man. A lot of the rap beef ain't really real beef. It's not. Because niggas be seeing each other. Niggas don't be doing that.
Okay, well, fuck all the beef shit.
Yeah, we ain't trying.
Yeah, we ain't trying.
It's clarity.
We're going to let these niggas live, man. Yeah. Everybody live. Everybody need to. Y'all don't do nothing to each other.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, don't
be
do
peaceful.
Nothing to each other. Let's get this money, man.
Yeah.
Right, so the ladies want to know, is there a Mrs. Bankroll?
Is there a Ms. Bankroll?
Currently.
So.
Or is there an opening? You taking applications? Like what's going on? Like, they want to know. Speak to the people.
Man, bank chilling, man. Bank getting the money, man. Money first.
Try to maintain a relationship with like so much fame and shit. You know what I'm saying? Notoriety. Bitches in your DM, like you saying something you want to hit every day.
The blogs like, all over up. Your every move, like all kind of shit.
Like how that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, shit. You gotta balance this shit out. Like, I mean, like some bitches just want you because you popping. You know what I'm saying? But like nigga like me, like I've been having different females and all that shit before this, so you know what I'm saying. I know what's up. Like I guess if a nigga fuck with somebody, you know, nigga get chewed wisely. I guess shit. Yeah.
What's a no go? So what's a no go when it come to women? Like that's a no go.
Like a deal breaker for you?
Yeah.
Like what you mean?
Like a no go? Like some shit that'll shit, like bad feet
turn you off, and that'll make you be like, I'm not fucking with this bitch.
Period. No matter how good she look.
Ask me for some money.
Okay. Cause he ain't tricking.
Cause you a player. Cause he not tricking. Just give it. Like when you want to give it. Yeah.
He not tricking.
If I fuck with you, we rocking together. Yeah.
He chose to. He chose to. That's player. Yeah. Like, but he not walking up to somebody. Be like, I got it here. Like Halloween and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's not doing that
shit, man. We don't do that. Hell nah.
BJ text you out of the blue. Say, hey, can you send me $5,000? What you gonna do?
Shit. Leave ass on red. I ain't rocking like that. And now, if this my bitch, I'm fucking with her like one of my, like, this is one
nah,
of my
girls. I'm fucking sure, with her. Yeah, yeah, new bitch like, you just met yesterday.
Hell no, nah, man.
Bitch hit you with that.
I never text her again in life. Mm. It's over.
No matter how bad, she is.
No, I swear to God.
Yeah.
It don't even matter. They don't even matter to me. I done hit some bad shit, some eye shit, ratchet shit. I mean, shit, hey, fuck it. Yeah, nah, that shit don't matter.
What's the thing that kind of, what, on the other side of it, like the type of chick you fuck with, like if she do some shit, like, okay, I fuck with her because she don't just look good, I don't know, cook, but got some business, getting her own money, like what's the type of shit that excites you?
Just being real all the way around, like a woman that got her own, like she don't need you. You know what I'm saying? Like, she do her own shit. She got her own shit together. Like, she don't need you. They make me want to help. Or a woman that don't ask me for nothing, they make me want to do something for her. You feel me? Like, shit like that.
Yep, absolutely. Talk a little bit about Big Bank, man, the project.
Man, Big Bank out right now, man. If you ain't got it, you better go get it, man. You know what I'm saying? Underdog.
Who's featured on there?
Man, I got the ESTG, you know.
Shout out to
Got him, get shot, sign him. I got
Stallion.
Legend. 2 Chainz on and Scoot on Dope Talk, you know what I'm saying?
A-Town.
Yeah, for sure. I got Megan on one. That's just pop single, it. Single, that motherfucker going crazy right now. Like, who else I got on there? I got Dolph on there, Rich Off Grass. Mm-hmm. Had to go Dolph way, you know. Dolph real trap nigga. Mm-hmm. Who else I got on the tape? I can't even think.
How many videos you shot out for?
I done shot like 4 videos, 5 videos now. I think I shot Whistle, Check, me and ESTG finna shoot. And, 30, me and 30, Big 30. Mm-hmm. Me and him finna shoot today, too. Supposed to be shooting today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Got some shit, man. I got some shit coming, man. I'm ready to drop another tape, goddamn.
There you go.
I gotta feed it to him, man. I ain't get to get my shine on last year because of, you know what I'm saying, the coronavirus had fucked me up. Yeah. But, you know, I was on the internet putting it in their face, though.
Oh, anyway. Nah, that shit was right, man. That shit was right now, bro. Yeah, that shit was right now.
I was still putting it in their face. I had to, you know what I'm saying? Like, P didn't really want to just drop like that when this shit was going on because, you know what I'm saying, it was going to affect the nigga. He wasn't going to do everything he wanted to do. So, we trying to start off fresh, man. I'm going to hit that. I'm trying to hit him at least probably 2 more times this year. Mm. You know what I'm saying? With another tape, 2 more tapes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm working, man.
What you want to say to the people in the streets, man, before we slide? The OGs, the young niggas, to everybody, the man, fans, everybody, all that.
Everybody just, man, keep hustling, keep working, man. This shit can work out, you know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't never thought about rapping in life, but you know what I'm saying? I'm here now, so you know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with it, I'm rolling with it. So, man, everybody keep on hustling, keep working, man. This shit gonna work out in the end.
For sure.
There it is. Salute the Bankroll Freddy pulling up the big facts. www.bigfactspod.com. Y'all fuck with that Big Bank. It's new project. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.